The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from westernmichiganuniversity.edu, research on blind and low vision studies. There are a few in their works. From AFB, Project Visitor, and a white paper on improving transportation. ACB and Luma Stella have teamed up to make Christmas more accessible. From amreading.com, comics empower. And I will follow with a profile of Guy Hassan from Israel from his wiki page. ACB has an article called Year End Reflections. So let's get started. From WMICH.edu, Western Michigan University, Blindness and Low Vision Studies, Research, by ELYSE Elise Connors, PhD, Medication Management. Our research examines packaging and access to printed label information for persons with visual impairment, with the goal of safer medication management and development of best practices. Vision rehabilitation therapy roles and functions. We are currently examining the roles and job tasks of current vision rehabilitation therapists, as well as changes in these roles over time. By Robert Wall Emerson, PhD, Issues in Orientation and Mobility. Our primary areas of research have been how people who are blind use sound to understand their environment, configuring accessible pedestrian signals, biomechanics of long cane use, braille literacy, accessibility of complex intersections for people who are blind, the impact of quiet vehicles on people who are blind, and describing mathematical images for people who are blind. Current projects include an analysis of hand and finger movements in braille readers and a determination of how tactual guidance surfaces can be used to assist pedestrians who are blind in finding street crossing places. By Dae Kim, D-A-E-K-I-M, Ph.D., Long Cane Design. We are currently running a long cane design and biomechanics study funded by National Institutes of Health in 2014, a renewal grant under review in 2018. With an interdisciplinary team that includes mechanical engineers and exercise scientists, as well as orientation and mobility specialists, we are investigating how to improve long design and cane use biomechanics so that blind cane users can detect hazards on their walking path more reliably with the long cane. Funded by USDOT, Transportation Research Center for Livable Communities. Orientation and mobility training. We are conducting a study that investigates blind individuals' travel behaviors before and after receiving an orientation and mobility training using latest technologies such as GPS, GIS, and accelerometers. By Jennifer, J-E-N-N-I-P-H-E-R, Weibold, W-I-E-B-O-L-D, Ph.D., Social Networking and Job-Seeking Skills for Persons with Blindness and Low Vision. Our research interests include the use of social networking and job-seeking skills training for persons with blindness and low vision, immersion in blindness training curriculum development in rehabilitation counselor personnel preparation, burnout, compassion fatigue, and compassion satisfaction among blindness and low vision service providers and rehabilitation counselors, and sports education, goal ball emphasis, in community settings. By Helen Lee, Ph.D., Evolving Technologies in Vision Rehabilitation Therapy, VRT. Current research examines how the role of the VRT has changed in the 21st century due to rapidly changing technologies in terms of intervention strategies in serving individuals who have visual impairments, as well as analysis of mainstream technologies that have features that potentially allow information access by this population. Students and faculty also collaborate with local museums in research activities related to accessible exhibits. Dr. Lee is currently involved in the publication of the new Foundations of Vision Rehabilitation Therapy textbook. By Dawn Anderson, Ph.D., access to curriculum, instruction, and valid and reliable assessment tools. We have a current study that describes how learning media assessment are administered and identifies tools that are valid and reliable for matching of learning media to particular students and tasks. We are also studying the assessment tools in orientation and mobility to determine the validity of each. Dr. Anderson is also working on a project to update the National Plan for Training Personnel to serve children with blindness and low vision. You can write Department of Blindness and Low Vision Studies at Western Michigan University in Kalamazoo, Michigan, 49008-5218, USA. You can call them at 269-387-3455. From AFB.org, Visually Impaired Seniors, Independent Travel Opportunities and Resources, Project Visitor. The research team for the Visually Impaired Seniors Independent Travel Opportunities and Resources, Project Visitor, conducted a survey of organizations and individuals across the United States to identify current promising practices, challenges, and solutions related to transportation for seniors with vision loss. The study took place in two phases, Phase 1, an online survey. Phase 1 consisted of an online survey disseminated to a purposive sample of agencies serving seniors with vision loss in the United States. Based on 32 responses from urban, ex-urban, and rural areas throughout the country, we found that many senior citizens who are blind or have low vision lacked transportation options. Only a few urban and ex-urban respondents agreed that affordable transportation services existed for seniors with vision loss in their communities, and less than half agreed that transportation options were convenient. Transportation in rural and frontier areas, where it existed, appeared to be much more limited, but respondents in both urban and rural communities were hopeful that transportation options will improve in the future due to driverless cars, the proliferation of Uber and Lyft, which might be good options for some as they become more familiar with accessible smartphone technology to schedule rides, and the growing demand for transportation options as the population ages. Phase 2, a telephone survey. In Phase 2, 81 older people with vision loss were interviewed by telephone to learn about their experiences using public or private transportation. Respondents were age 55 and over and blind or visually impaired, BVI, and resided in urban, urban cluster, and rural areas throughout the United States. They described their patterns of transportation use and the barriers they faced in using different modes of transportation. We found that respondents lacked transportation options or faced significant barriers using available transportation. Respondents were hopeful that transportation options will improve in the future due to driverless cars, the proliferation of rideshare services, which might be good options for some as they become more familiar with accessible smartphone technology to schedule rides, and the growing demand for transportation options as the population ages. Funded by Volkswagen Group of America, Future Center, California. Project Officer, Mathis Lochner, Lauckner. Bonnie O'Day, Ph.D., Interim Research Director. Paola Chanes-Mora, Ph.D., Policy Research Specialist. That name is spelled PAOLACHANES-MORA. And Margaret Roth, TVI NCOMS. Here is the white paper that resulted from that survey. AFB, American Foundation for the Blind, Expanding Possibilities for People with Vision Loss, Improving Transportation Systems for People with Vision Loss. Issued March 2020 by American Foundation for the Blind Public Policy and Research Institute. Authors Kelly Bleach, Neva Fairchild, Priz Rogers, and L. Penny Rosenblum. There's a table of contents, followed by an introduction and the definitions. In this paper, the term transportation refers to local surface transportation. This excludes conveyance by air, long-distance train, intercity bus, or ship, but includes travel by foot, on-road vehicles such as cars, taxis, or buses, and commuter trains, subways, and ferries. We refer to people with vision loss as described by the American Community Survey, administered by the U.S. Census Bureau, as people who are blind or have serious difficulty seeing, even when wearing glasses. Authors Okeke, Wittenborn, and Rein, R-E-I-N, in 2018. In addition to vision loss, terms used to describe individuals who do not see typically, even when wearing glasses, include blind, visually impaired, and low vision. Other concepts that are referenced in this paper include accessible, accessibility, the ability for a person to access or make use of a product, service, or environment due to its design, best practice, a program or strategy that has been shown through research and replication to achieve positive outcomes that are generalizable to a larger population. Mobility management, coordination of a variety of transportation providers to deliver comprehensive service to travelers within a community. Mobility on demand, MOD, a connected transportation system that provides end-to-end personalized travel by integrating easy-to-access multiple modes of transport. Orientation and mobility, O&M, travel skills for people with vision loss that include knowing where you are, orientation, and how to move safely and efficiently to where you want to go, mobility. Paratransit, all public transit agencies that provide fixed route service must also provide complementary parallel Americans with Disability Act, ADA, paratransit service for individuals with disabilities who are unable to use traditional fixed route service and have been certified as eligible. Promising practice, a program or strategy that appears to be leading to positive outcomes, but does not have sufficient research or replication data to be generalizable. Rehabilitation services, services that help a person keep, get back, or improve skills and functioning for daily living that were lost or impaired because of sickness, disability, or injury. Rideshare, companies that connect passengers with drivers in private vehicles through web-based apps, otherwise referred to as transportation network companies, TNCs. Travel training, assistance provided by transit companies to familiarize customers with their transportation system, so customers might eventually be able to use the services independently. Wayfinding, information systems that guide people through a physical space. Process, AFB is collecting information about existing options, in addition to best and promising practices to connect people who are blind or visually impaired with convenient, affordable, quality transportation services. This information is being shared with stakeholders, including consumers, agencies that serve those with vision loss, transportation service providers, and policymakers. AFB staff is gathering insight from several sources, including interviews with staff from community transportation projects that are piloting novel service options, discussions with rideshare companies that support and subsidize paratransit service options, assessment of regulations that apply to community transportation for people with disabilities, including those with vision loss, review of scholarly research and other literature about transportation options for people with disabilities, including vision loss, and conducting surveys and interviews with people with vision loss about their challenges, successes, and wishes associated with community transportation. Analysis. An analysis of research studies and related literature showed that empirical research is lacking on promising and best practices associated with transportation systems for people with disabilities, including vision loss. Below, we highlight some of the research reviewed. The Visually Impaired Seniors Independent Travel Opportunities and Resources Study, Project Visitor, was conducted by AFB and funded by Volkswagen Group of America, Inc., Future Center California. In phase one of the study, O'Day, Chanasmura, and Roth in 2019 surveyed 32 agencies serving seniors with vision loss about transportation options in their area. Agencies reported a lack of affordable and convenient transportation options in their communities. In phase two of the study, O'Day, Chanasmura, and Roth in preparation interviewed 81 seniors with visual impairments throughout the United States in urban, urban cluster, and rural communities. Just under a third of urban and urban cluster participants traveled daily, compared to only 8% of rural participants. For more than half of those participants living in urban or urban cluster communities, the use of buses, subways, or paratransit services occurred daily or several times a week. 4 in 10 urban or urban cluster participants reported that lack of transportation prevented them from doing things they needed or wanted to do. And the percentage of those reporting this in rural communities was 58%. Interviews with 162 adults with vision loss over age 60 were conducted by Korn and Rosenblum. Korn and Rosenblum, 2002, Rosenblum and Korn, 2002A, 2002B. Participants were interviewed about the availability and use of different forms of transportation, ways to access transportation to carry out daily activities, and how non-driving impacted individuals on a personal level. Though the transportation landscape has changed in the almost 20 years since this study was published, it is noteworthy that 75% of the participants reported they had access to public transportation, but only half of these individuals used it. Similarly, 72% of the participants reported paratransit services were available in their community, but only half of these individuals used the service. Seymour, McDonald, and Crudden in 2018 analyzed survey data for 327 individuals with visual impairments between the ages of 18 and 65 to explore the correlation between their transportation and employment experiences. The authors concluded that transportation self-efficacy, the self-perception that one can successfully perform a task, was an important predictor of employment, particularly for younger people and for those who experienced significant vision loss more recently. As Seymour et al. Explained, past experiences using transportation can influence self-efficacy at development and can impact how the person responds to future transportation needs. In reviewing the studies on transportation and people with vision loss, AFB staff found that the focus was most often on defining the problem rather than examining and testing solutions. Reporting on the existing issues related to transportation is important to identifying and framing the problems, but there is a conspicuous lack of research that is solutions-based. Of the research analyzed by AFB staff, only two articles presented a promising practice. A report from the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine, 2019 sub A, described the Looking Bus Transit Idea pilot that addressed the challenges of getting on and off a bus by people with disabilities, especially people with vision loss. The project used sensors in combination with mobile apps to alert drivers when riders with disabilities were waiting for pickup at bus stops or wanting to get off at a stop. The use of remote infrared audible signage was examined by Marston and Gollidge in 2003. In this study, 30 participants who were legally blind provided data about their current travel behaviors and activities, the number and types of additional trips they desired to make, and what trips they would make if more environmental cues were available. The participants reported that if the environment were more accessible, they would be likely to participate in more work and educational activities, and especially more discretionary activities. A full list of the articles included in AFB's staff analysis of transportation is available at afb.org/aging. You can finish reading the article at afb.org under the Research and Initiatives tab at the top of the page. From acb.org, the American Council of the Blind and the Luma Stella Company, home of the Elf on the Shelf, make Christmas jolly and more accessible for kids who are blind. The Elf on the Shelf and Elf Pets have fast become holiday mainstays, appearing in a wide variety of popular books, toys, and videos, and loved by children of all ages all around the world. Once again, the American Council of the Blind, ACB, and the Luma Stella Company are proud to offer a special audio-described broadcast of the animated holiday special Elf Pets, a Fox Cubs Christmas tale, to make holiday cheer more widely available to all the season. On December 23rd, this holiday program also featured an audio-described production of Rory Hoffman's The 12 Days of Christmas, a visit from Santa himself, and live phone calls from kids. We're grateful to the Luma Stella Company and musician Rory Hoffman for the chance to share audio-described versions of classic holiday entertainment. And Santa was with us, too, What could be better? Said Dan Spoon, president of the American Council of the Blind. Audio description is an added soundtrack that makes media more accessible by describing visual images. Voice descriptions of key visual elements are inserted during natural pauses in a program's dialogue, ensuring that individuals who are blind or have low vision can better understand and appreciate the program. To have the opportunity to share the magic of the North Pole and expand access to our storytelling universe in collaboration with the American Council of the Blind is a privilege, said Chanda Bell, the Luma Stella Company's co-CEO and Santa's chief storyteller. How to tune in? The broadcast has passed. About American Council of the Blind, the American Council of the Blind is a national, member-driven organization representing Americans who are blind and visually impaired. For more than 60 years, ACB has become a leader in national, state, local, and even international advocacy efforts. With 68 affiliates, ACB strives to increase independence, security, equality of opportunity, and to improve the quality of life for all people who are blind and visually impaired. For more information, visit www.acb.org. About the Luma Stella Company. CCANB LLC, doing business as the Luma Stella Company, headquartered in Atlanta, Georgia, is the official source for the stories of Santa's North Pole. Originally founded in 2005 by a mother and daughter team, the company is home to a number of iconic Christmas brands, including the Elf on the Shelf, Elf Pets, and Elf Mates. Each of these brands, along with their global portfolio of intellectual property, is managed by the Luma Stella Company and distributed through a broad assortment of consumer products, engaging brand experiences and original entertainment designed to create joyful family moments at Christmas time. For more information, visit lumastella.com. From amreading.com, Comics Empower, an online comic book store for the blind. Article by Nicole Nolan. It was a thought that came to Guy Hasson out of the blue. Why are there no comics for the blind? His name is spelled G-U-Y, so in French that would be Guy, H-A-S-S-O-N. He'd been running New Worlds Comics for around 18 months and had no blind or visually impaired friends or family, but was suddenly struck with the absurdity of the fact. Interviewed by Vice's Robert Kingett, Israel-born Hasson knew how important this idea was, however. There are literally tens of thousands of kids, teens, and adults out there who would love to read the same comic books their sighted friends are reading and talking to them about. And so, Comics Empower was born, an online comic book store that offers audio versions of comics for blind and visually impaired readers. It wasn't a wholly new concept, but unlike earlier attempts by publishing companies such as Audio Comics or Graphic Audio, Comics Empower is easily accessible. Indeed, for people such as interviewer Kingett himself, the existence of Hasson's online store is a boon. I've been blind since birth. Growing up, I devoured novels translated into Braille and adapted into audiobooks, but there was never an equivalent for comic books. While my sighted friends were enjoying Batman and Spider-Man comics, I became complacent with hearing about them secondhand, but never experiencing the stories myself. What sets Comics Empower apart is it is a website to be used by blind and visually impaired people themselves. Using high-contrast display or screen readers, its target customers can access adapted audio comics that have been produced in-house, as well as audio comics produced by external companies, such as Audio Comics, as it is not a comic book publisher. Conversely, those who are sighted will have to ask for assistance to navigate the site due to the adaptive tools and techniques required to navigate it. For such an encompassing website, Comics Empower's own in-house audio comic books are completely different from those of Graphic Audio or even Audio Comics. They have great productions with a big cast and music, and they create a movie in your head. Comics Empower, on the other hand, creates comic books with one actor per comic and no music. We give the comic book experience rather than a movie experience, going by page, panel by panel. It may seem surprising, though Comics Empower's method has proved more popular in polls, but then that is precisely how a comic book is read, following the story, reading the speech bubbles, the captions, and so on. Hassan hasn't stopped there, however. Recently, Comics in Power ran a writing competition for blind and visually impaired comic book lovers, as Hassan believes now that the technology exists to read comic books, why on earth can't they be written by his customers? Two winners were selected, Pranav Lal and Chad Allen. Hassan sees no reason why they can't sell their stories. Lal's Bakasura, about a mysterious demon haunting an Indian town, and Allen's Unseen, a tale of a blind assassin, to Marvel or DC, or even harness TV or movie deals. It seems comic books really do empower. https://www.youtube.com/watch query v=3VLKEI H 29G&W=608. YouTube channel, Jason Brubaker. Featured image via Vice. From en.wikipedia.org, Guy Hassan is an Israeli fantasy and science fiction author, movie maker, and playwright. His prose fiction is almost exclusively written in English. He is a two-time winner of the Israeli Geffen Award for Best Story of the Year. He won in 2003 for his story All of Me, and in 2005 for his story The Perfect Girl. Since 2006, he has focused on production of original films, including the feature length A Stone Cold Heart. Six of his shows have been produced in the theater, either written or directed by him. The Wikipedia listing goes on and on, so you can read him there. From ACB.org, year-end celebrations, reflections, and an invitation. As we move through this season of celebration to welcome a new year, we want to reach out to share a moment of reflection and gratitude. It is because each of you that ACB remains strong. The very bedrock of our existence stands firm through the investments of your time, talent, and treasure. You contributed over 37,000 volunteer hours to support a multitude of programs, services, and critical advocacy efforts, offered wise counsel as board and committee members, and gave generously through individual donations totaling over $280,000 in 2022. At the heart of the ACB experience is community. It's all about people joining together to improve the quality of life for each other and all people who are blind and low vision. There's a sense of trust, belonging, safety, caring, and renewal. That priceless feeling of community comes from shared experiences and a sense of shared history. Your collective support and efforts ensured the success of these key ACB events in 2022. July marked the much-anticipated return of ACB's annual conference and convention in Omaha, Nebraska, where members and leaders of the blindness community gathered in person for the first time since the pandemic began, along with virtual attendees from around the globe. The sense of elation and camaraderie was palpable as in-person and virtual convention-goers attended plenary sessions, workshops, elected board members, and browsed the exhibit hall. Social events ranged from the welcome party with the Beatles tribute band to the walk across the Bob Carey pedestrian bridge, who could forget Omar the Troll, to a minor league game on July 4th that broke the Omaha Storm Chasers' single-game home run record, and a myriad of tours and community events capped by the annual banquet that featured Judy Heumann, H-E-U-M-A-N-N, a legendary pioneer activist in the disability rights movement. Well, I ran out of time for today's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next week. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.